other than our own missionary, Tamika Shoemaker Jones. You know that she can teach, can preach, and can give us a word from the Lord. So we ask that you open your hearts and hear what thus saith the Lord unto thee and what he has for you. We will go into the video, and then after that, you will hear none other but our own missionary, Tamika Shoemaker Jones.
Every blessing that we have, everything that we are, where we are, if we're anywhere, is because God has brought us here. And we thank him and we praise him. How about we sing a little bit of thank you, Lord? Huh? For all you've done for me. Can we get you to sing with us, choir? Will you be our mass choir with us today? I'm going to direct you now. Now, rock now. Father, you direct it now.
Tragedies are commonplace. All kinds of diseases, people are slipping away. Economy's down, people don't get enough pay. But as for me, all I can say is thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Folks without homes are in the street, and the drug habits, some say, they just can't eat. Mothers and robbers, no place seems to be safe, but you've been my protection every step of the way.
Thank you.
1 says, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto his name, O Most High. I'll just take the second verse. It says, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. I love that number 2. I didn't include it in my sermon, but I want to read it again. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Now Psalms 105, 1 through 5, it says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. One more time. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous work that he hath done, his wonders, and the judgment of his mouth. Now, there are so many reasons to give thanks to God. So many. Thanksgiving just passed, believe it or not, and that's it for some people. That's it. But the devil is a liar. It's more to be added to that pot. If you know Christ as your personal Savior, you believe he hung, bled, and died, and rose again on the third day, we give thanks every day. Not just my birthday, because it's not my birthday. Not just your birthday, not just an anniversary, but every day we thank God. Thank God for waking me up. Thank God for waking you up with a sound mind on this side where the living are, where we get another chance to make things right. Everybody doesn't get a deathbed. Everybody doesn't have a chance to plead their case. Some leave us at a blink of an eye, a snap of a finger. So we're supposed to thank God every day. We thank God for grace, unmerited favor that's coming from God. And we can't forget about the mercy, the compassion, and the forgiveness of God. So giving him thanks every day. Some people didn't wake up this morning. Some woke up this morning but couldn't get up this morning. So that's another reason just to be thanking God. Like I said, there are many reasons that we can thank God. We've been around some family members. We thank them for some food that they cooked that was not good. But guess what? We didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings, so we still said thank you. But guess what? Why can't we say thank you to the one and only who provides the soul food that we need? Why we can't say thank you to God? The dish that he brings is always good. The Bible tells us that it's wondrous. It's wondrous. You say thank you. You say thank you. You say thank you. Why wouldn't you say thank you? Listen, we were supposed to, during Thanksgiving, keep your guests under 10 people. Now, if you did that, tell God thank you. Tell him hallelujah. Giving him thanks every day. Giving thanks to our Creator is essential to mankind. It keeps you on a sure foundation. It keeps you on a level ground, a holy ground. Give him thanks every day, not just one day before the holiday and then one day after the holiday, but 365 days of the year, every second, every minute, every hour. We need to be more appreciative of what God has to offer us. If you had some past financial problems, past health crisis, past personal issues that God brought you out of, things that made you call on Jesus, then guess what? The COVID-19 should make you just remember just who he is and what he does and what he can do and who he is. Now you have underlying conditions. Thank God every day for preserving you with those underlying conditions. Because this pandemic is like fried chicken. It's all over the place. There's no specific religion, gender, culture, country, city or town. It's real. So thank God. Praise God. Worship him. We need to eat God. We need to sleep God. We need to wake up with God. We need to exercise with God. We need to go to work with God. We need to go to doctor's appointments with God. We need to raise our children with God. Every day that God breathed the breath of life in you, we need to give him thanks. Every day we need to praise and worship him. The word tells us that we're supposed to acknowledge him in everything. In everything, not just some things, but in everything. Glory to God. Now listen, because I know somebody's saying, well, she's making it seem like we're going to have a good day every day. But reality check, it's not happening. You will not have a good day every day. There will be some rainy days. Yes, there will be some sad days. There will be some crying days, some frustrated days, some angry days. They shall come. Oh my God. They shall come. They will come. It's guaranteed. We are still human, still in the flesh. But the Bible tells us, weeping may. Hallelujah. Weeping may endure for a night. But joy cometh in the morning. Ecclesiastes says, there's a season and there's a time for every purpose under the heavens. There's a time to be born. There's a time to die. There's a time to plant. There's a time to pluck up. There's a time to heal. There's a time to weep, a time to embrace, a time not to embrace. And that's where we are right now. There's a time to give. There's a time to keep silent. That's why we need to give thanks to God every day. State the facts. Sound doctrine. Listen. Do you realize, glory to God, that there are people who intentionally are trying to remove Christ from civilization? Yes, it's just that deep. From humanity, just that deep. They want to delete our God. Oh my God. Oh my God. my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. They want to delete Christ. It's not enough that some still reject him. After all he's done for us, they still denounce his name. They always try to take it to the next level of hate for someone who laid down his life. Nobody took it. Glory to God. He laid it down because he knew that his people would need a redeemer. So tell him thank you. Tell him thank you. Thank you, God, for thinking about me. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Just thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. So those who accept and believe in his finished work, we need to thank him every day. Glory to God in the valley and on the highest mountain. We need to be showing him reverence. Tell your story of how grateful you are. Listen, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Satan, oh my God. Jesus goes to and fro, back and forth, north, south, east, and west, to seek whom he can devour. Steal, kill, and destroy. That's his mission. There's nothing else for him. Steal, kill, and destroy. He was glad that we kept the word of God hidden behind church walls and closed doors. He was glad fussing and fighting over titles and positions, causing a division among the brethren. Veteran saints feel insignificant, making new members feel as if a club or some kind of association fee for a prayer line, a competition for tithing. Satan was happy. He was happy. The church is supposed to be a place known for healing. Glory to God. Deliverance, rehabilitation, therapy, a hospital for those that were wounded. Now guess what? Some of us, some churches are open to capacity, but some aren't. But guess what? Thank God we're able to get the word out over the internet, Facebook, Twitter. Thank God for that. Believe it or not, thank God for the pandemic. Just tell the truth and thank God for the pandemic. Thank God for the pandemic. People have been blessed abundantly outside the walls. New jobs, new cars, new houses, morally correct marriages have been happening. Yes, morally correct marriages have been happening. People have been expanding their education on the internet, taking classes. People have had more peace. People have had more love. People have had good health reports. People have been coming to me, glory to God, accepting Christ as their personal Savior. Accepting Christ as their personal Savior, the one who some reject, some people still want him. And I said, tell God thank you for that. They've been so amazed. Just wondrous work. People just can't believe how their life is flourishing during a pandemic. And I tell them, God is still on the throne doing miraculous, amazing, just wondrous work. He will leave you speechless. Now give God thanks. Give him an everyday thanks. The heavens rejoice for that one sinner repenting. Oh my God, just one. Oh my God. The heavens are open during a pandemic. This is the type of God that we serve. He's nonstop. He's untouchable. Yes, during a pandemic. Yes, he is still moving, making things happen. Yes, still blessing. Yes. Oh, glory to God. We all are different. We're all on different levels of life. Your blessings may not be like my blessings. My favor may not be like his favor. But guess what? Every day, every day, every day, we need to be thanking God. Giving him an everyday thank you. An everyday thank you. The good, the bad, the rain, the pain. When your bank account running over, thank God. And guess what? When your bank account thirsty, you still supposed to thank God. Don't be weary in well-doing. We're supposed to keep it moving. We are more than conquerors. Be happy for one another. Your time is coming. My time is coming. Just do your part. The Bible tells us that faith without work is dead. So do your part. Thus said the Lord, I will never leave you, Jesus, and I will never forsake you. So thank God. Just thank God. No matter what's going on in your life, you continue to thank God. Continue to thank God. Continue to thank God. Glory to God. Oh, God, Jesus, 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 keep me, Jesus. Keep me, Jesus. Listen, your light, oh, glory to God. Do not be ashamed of your light. Do not be ashamed of God. If you are ashamed of God amongst men, he will be ashamed of you amongst his Father. And he will let him know that you do not belong to him. Whatever light, oh my God, whatever little light, whatever light that you have, let it shine. If you strike a match and your light is small as a strike, you let it shine. You let it shine. If you got a cigarette lighter light, you let it shine. If you got a 20 to 50 or 60 or 100 volt watt, you let your light shine. If you got a floodlight of faith, you let your light shine. You let your light shine. You thank God every day because your light will help a sinner, a lost saint who may be drifted off out in the darkness, in the shadow, in the valley of the death. Your light will bring them back home. Your light will lead them back to safety. Your light, you may think your little light doesn't matter, but your little light can save a life. Your little light can make a difference in somebody's life. So you thank God for your little light. Don't you be ashamed of your little light. Let your light shine among men. Oh, glory to God. I thank you. I thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you. It's our reasonable service as believers. Jesus, I thank you. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Oh, glory to God. He will give you the strength. He will give you the strength that you need to help others. Sometimes you may say that you may feel that you're insignificant. But guess what? You matter. Your life matters. There are people that are dependent on you. Oh, Jesus. You may not feel that there are someone that needs you. Oh, glory to God. Help me, Lord. You may not feel needed. You may not feel loved. You may not feel appreciated. But I'm here today to tell you, glory to God, that God sits on the right-hand side of his Father, interceding, pleading our case. He will give you the strength, oh God, so that you will be able to help somebody along the way. He will do that for you. He's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. There is nothing. Oh, Jesus. There is nothing too hard for God. There is nothing too hard for God. All he wants us to do is keep praising him, keep worshiping him, keep giving him all the glory, the honor. He wants us to reverence him. He wants us to go through what we need to go through. Oh my God. Everyday thanks. Yes. Giving God an everyday thanks. Giving God an everyday thanks. We're thanking God for protecting us from seen and unseen dangers. We're thanking God for protecting us from death. Oh God, we're just thanking God for protecting us through sickness. We're thanking God for just protecting us. Just something as simple as just saying, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for preserving my body. When the doctor said that this was it for me, oh God, you said no. I got a work for him to do. I got a work for her to do. Oh my God, giving him an everyday thanks. Everyday thanks. Everyday thanks. Oh my God. God will give you the strength that you need to survive in this world today. All you need to do is trust, obey, depend on God. No matter what it is, we need to depend on God for everything. For everything, we give him thanks. For everything, we give him thanks. For everything, we give him thanks. Not just the little, not just the medium, not just the big things, but we need to give him thanks for everything. 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 Oh, glory to God. Days that wait. Upon the Lord shall, oh my God, renew their strength. Tell them thank you. Tell them thank you. They shall mount up. Woo, glory to God. Wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk, oh, and not faint. Oh my God. Stay there. Wait. Tell him thank you while you're waiting. Praise the Lord while you're waiting. Give him glory while you're waiting. Oh, my God. Give him thanks when you mount up. Give him thanks when you mount up. Oh, God. Give him thanks when you level up. Give him thanks, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your excellence. Thank you for opening the heavens for me, Lord. Tell him thank you. Don't be ashamed of him. Tell him thank you before the holidays, after the holidays, before a birthday, during a birthday, after a birthday, before an anniversary, after an anniversary. There's no special day to say thank you to the Lord. You tell him every day, every day, every day. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He's the Alpha. He's the Omega. Oh, my God, thank you. He's the beginning. He's the end. He deserves our worship. Oh, my God. There is no man. There is no woman that's going to breathe the breath of life in a human being. Yeah, we do the CPR stuff, but you know what I'm talking about. The breath of life that God breathes into us every morning, every day, every night, however, whenever he does his miraculous work in our life, we need to tell him, thank you. There are some that the people already marked off, but God said, it's not your time. Glory to God. Glory to God. If life and death was left up to man, there would be a lot of us that were gone a long time ago. But guess what? It's not. Life and death belongs to Christ. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. Oh, my God. I thank you. 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 There are so many things to give him thank you for. so many things. We can go on all day just thanking him. If I had somebody here with me, we would pass the mic, but I'm telling you, there's a reason to get up in the morning and thank God every day, every day, every day. Every day, we have children that are away in college, in the military. They're just not here with us. Guess what? God is keeping those children. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Off in another state, off in another country, God is keeping. Thank you. There are some that just woke up this morning with devilish things on their mind. Jesus. Foolish things on the mind, and then you got a praying mother and a praying grandmother. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, God. That's all some of us do is pray while everybody else is living their life, doing what they want to do, acting in a type of way. Somebody's on their knees praying. Somebody's pushing a plate back fasting. Somebody's praying for you. Somebody's praying for me. So I'm going to tell Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. I didn't make it this far of my own prayers. Somebody was praying for me. My mother is no longer here. She's my father's no longer here. But I know somebody's still praying for me. Somebody's still praying for me. So that's enough for me to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. You didn't make it this far. Jesus, off your own prayers. I didn't make it this far off my own prayers. Because sometimes life ups and downs get you distracted. Oh, my God. So now you need somebody. While you crying all night. Oh, my God. You need somebody praying for you. While you're on a job working with people who want you fired, you need somebody praying for you. I say it all the time. You must have a prayer partner. Somebody who you know is not about foolishness that's always praying. Don't have time for foolishness. Just praying, 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 praying. Yes, God has put people here with us, and that's all they do. Is pray for others. That's all they do. Prayer warriors. True prayer warriors. That's all they do. Sometimes they forget about praying for themselves. They pray for other people. So you thank God. Thank God. Tell him thank you. Tell him thank you. Tell him thank you. Tell him thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank him in the morning. Jesus, thank him at noonday. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, thank him in the evening time. Thank him at night, Lord. Thank him right before daybreak, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, there's so much to be thankful for. So much to be thankful for. Every day, every minute, I'm telling you, there is something to be thankful for. There is something to tell God thank you about. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You may say, okay, well, my life is going well. Oh, my God. Devil is a lie. Your life ain't always going well because mine ain't always going well. But at the same time, guess what? Tell him thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The simplest thing. Listen. Try Jesus. Try Jesus. I dare you to try him and think you're going to be the same. I promise you, I guarantee you, you will not be the same. I've tried him for a doctor. I had him for a lawyer. I've had him for a husband. I've had him for a teacher. I've had him for a preacher. I've had it for a mechanic, a chef. Whatever it is that you need from God, he will be that for you. That's enough to tell him thank you. That's enough. That's enough. Whatever you need, God got it. Whatever you feel you need, even to the simplest thing, he'll be there for you. He'll be there for you. He'll be a mother when you're motherless, a father when you're fatherless. He'll be your best friend. He'll be your shelter in a storm. He'll be your peace in the midst of. The love that you're looking for, God got it. God got it. You got a financial issue, God got it. Health problems, God got it. There is nothing under the sun that God, there is nothing, nothing that God can't do. I'm a living witness. A mind regulator, you need a psychiatrist? God can do that. Yes, God can. God can regulate an unstable mind. The Bible tells us that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, and guess what? Christ can stabilize your mind. He's a mind regulator. He's a heart fixer. All those things that you may think that are impossible, they're possible through Christ. They're possible through Christ. They're possible through Christ. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When you feel as if there is nothing else to thank Him for, thank Him. Thank Him anyway. Thank Him. Lord, I don't have nothing else to thank You for. I thank You for everything that I have. Okay, what about what somebody else has? Lord, I thank You for the friends I have. Lord, I thank You for the family that I have. Lord, I thank You for the co-workers that I have. Lord, I thank You for the church family that I have. Lord, I thank You for my out-of-town family. Lord, I thank You. Lord, I thank You for the rain. Thank Him. Lord, I thank You for letting the sun shine every day. Lord, I thank You. Lord, I thank You. The simple things in life. It's just the simple things in life. The earth and the fullness thereof belongs to Christ. So thank Him. You don't want the rocks to cry out for you. So you thank God. You thank Him. Oh, glory to God. Thank You, Lord. I can continue and continue and continue. But I'm going to leave it alone now. But I do want you to know, giving thanks every day is important. I use the word essential. That means it has to be. It has to happen. It is. It's a need. It's a must. It's essential. Giving God thanks every day. Every day. Every day. I thank You for Your time. I appreciate You. And just know, when this goes off, Tamika still going to be saying thank you. So you follow in. Keep it going. When I see you, when you call me, when you text me, just know we saying thank you. Every day. Every day. Every day. Giving Him thanks every day. Every second, I want you to do this. I want you to remember this. Giving thanks every day. Every day. When you walk out your front door, I'm going to close. When you walk out your front door, tell Him thank you. When you get in your car, tell Him thank you. When you start your car, tell Him thank you. When you go to the store or go over somebody's house or go to work or go where you got to go and you make it there safe, tell Him thank you. Thank you for the safe journey. See, this one sermon that we can't cut off, but I'm going to cut it off. Tell Him thank you. When you get back in your car and you're traveling back home and you're traveling back to work and you're traveling back to somebody else's house and you make it back home to your safe destination, tell Him thank you. When I put the key in the front door, turn it and push it open, I say, Lord, thank You for letting me make it home safe. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You, Jesus. Okay, I'm going to close it out now. I appreciate your time. I love you guys. And you have a wonderful week. And don't forget to say thank you every day. Every day. All right, Elder Hart, I'm giving it back to you.
God bless you. God bless you. Amen. It says, there we go. Amen. We just want to thank you for your message on this morning about thanks and giving thanks. We praise God for that message. You know, it rings in my soul. The being able to give the Lord thanks. You know, I had my grandmother, late Gladys Hodge, instilled in me when I was a young man. I used to go to my great grandmother's house every now and then to visit. She would have me to go up there and visit. And she would always go in her refrigerator and give me some type of juice or give me something out of her refrigerator. And she didn't have much in there, but she would go in there and give it to me. And I'd tell her or give me some pennies wrapped up in a handkerchief, tied up in a handkerchief. And, you know, she was always giving me something, and I would tell her, you know, I don't want it. You know, don't, you know, that's your stuff. Don't give me your stuff. And I was looking at it from the standpoint of, you know, she didn't have much, and she was steadily trying to give me. And I went home and told my grandmother, you know, she keep giving me her stuff. And, you know, and I'm telling her no. And my grandmother told me one time, she said, whatever somebody give you, you just take it and you tell them thank you. I mean, and I never forgot that moment. And, you know, she said, even if you don't want it, you take it and you tell them thank you. And she said, because when you receive it and you tell them thank you, she said, the next time they may give you even more. And that rang in my soul, and you know, that was from a young man really not understanding life, being taught a lesson from his grandmother. But you know, in the spiritual world, it rings the same, because altitude begins with gratitude. And gratitude is the initiation of altitude. So what I'm saying is, when you tell God thank you, When you're thankful for what you have, Lord, I may not have much. I just might have $5 in my pocket, but I thank you. You know, when you're grateful for what you do have, Lord, I may not have steak in my refrigerator, amen, but I thank you for that bologna that's in there and some rice, amen. Lord, I thank you. When and the Bible says it this way: when you're faithful over a few things, I will set you over much. And you know, we think about that in the aspect of authority or position in church and things like that, but it works in every aspect of life. When you're faithful over a few things, when you're faithful over that little bit that you have, when you say thank you, he then blesses that. You know, when think about it, when Jesus fed the 5,000, and he took the little boy's lunch. He took the loaves and the fish. He gave thanks, and when he gave thanks to those loaves and that fish, he was able to feed one little boy's lunch. He was able to feed 5,000. So it multiplied. So this is something that we got to do. We must do, and that is to give thanks. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. On this morning, we got to give thanks. If we give thanks over what we have, the Lord then blesses us with even more. And then we just keep giving him thanks. And we don't thank him because we want more. We thank him because we are thankful for what we do have. And when we go in that attitude, I'm just a believer that God would do just like my grandmother said he would do, God, or other people would do. You know, when you give him thanks, And you show that you're grateful for what you have, he will then bless you with even more. So just thank him. You know, thank him, th- thank him for every little aspect. It's the little things. You said it so graciously. It ain't the big thing. It ain't the house. It ain't the cars. It ain't the bank account. It ain't the clothes. It ain't the recognition. It is not the title. But Lord, thank you for letting me open my eyes this morning. Lord, thank you for giving me the strength to get out of bed this morning. Lord, thank you for allowing me to brush my teeth this morning and wash my face. Lord, I thank you just for the little things. It's the simple things in life. And Lord, when I go into the refrigerator and there's something to eat, Lord, I thank you. And when I'm able to put it in my mouth and digest it, because that means I'm healthy, y'all. Thank you. Oh, God, I you're right. We could go on and on. Let us cut this off. When you're just thanking God, when you're just giving him praise, when you're giving him glory, amen, it just rings in your heart. And when you're thankful for everything that he's done for you, you're just a feeling. And then it just gets better and better every time. The old saints used to say it. Every round gets higher and higher. And we just thank him for that. If you're listening on this morning, if you're listening this morning and your soul is thankful, if you're thankful for what the Lord did for you over 2,000 years ago, we want to offer Christ unto you this morning. We want to present him to you this morning and introduce you to him this morning. That you may have a greater relationship with him. If you find yourself not being as thankful as you ought to be, if you find yourself that you know that you should be more thankful and you should have a better relationship, that you can understand this thankfulness that we're speaking of, amen, I'm talking to you this morning. I'm asking, amen, that you pray this prayer with me. And this prayer simply says, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for what you've done 2,000 years ago. I thank you because you died on the cross for my sins. I thank you because you rose on the third day with all power in your hand. And I thank you because you're sitting right now on the right-hand side of the Father, making intercession for me right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I believe it. And Father, I confess it and I believe it. And Father, I ask that you just come into my heart and save me right now. And if you prayed that prayer with me, I believe that you're saved. Because the Bible declares that if you confess it with your mouth and you believe it in your heart, that you are saved. Simple as that. So if you've done that prayer with me and you confess it with your mouth and you believe it in your heart right now, you don't have to be in the cathedral. You don't have to be in the church jumping benches, doing cartwheels, slobbing at the mouth. Nothing wrong with that. As long as it's done by the heart, it's fine, but it's not necessary. All you have to do is confess it with your mouth and believe in your heart. The Bible declares that ye are saved, and I believe it because the Bible says so. And if the Bible says so, it is truth. So you have to believe it and know that God has saved you. And all I'm asking is you just continue to educate yourself in the Bible. Read your Bible. The Bible says, study and show thyself approved, a workman that should not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We have to be able to read and understand his word. And when you get that word in you, it's a living organism. The word is on paper. It's in black and white. Yes, it's on electronic devices. Yes, but it is a living organism. When the word lives in you, you will then begin to see a changed life. And I do know that for a fact because I'm a living testimony.
Yes.
So we're gonna just let you know this morning to believe and walk with Christ. And I believe that he will do it for you in your life. At this time, we're going to give it back to our missionary so she can give us our final prayer and our benediction. And then we can go about our Sunday and we'll see you next Sunday. We're going into the last month of the year. I'm going to say this and I'm going to let it go. We're going into the last month of the year. I started this online ministry on Easter Sunday this year. And we've done it every Sunday since. And the Lord is blessing, has blessed, and I believe he's going to continue to bless as we move into 2021. We just continue to ask you to pray with us, share this ministry, share the link, share the Facebook post, share the Twitter page, share the Instagram page, share the YouTube channel, share the website. Please, ma'am, please, sir, let's share Jesus in the four corners of the earth. And as we end this year strong, we end this year strong, that we'll have a beginning of a 2021, that we will be able to engage with you even more and be able to worship him even more, one another. And it may be virtually, it might not necessarily be physically, but I declare that God is omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. So he could be with you in your house and be with me in my house, and we can still connect spiritually with one another. I believe that because I do not believe my God is so small that that he can't connect me and somebody in California at the same time. I just don't believe my God is that small. I'm not going to put him in that little jewelry box. Amen. Because he has the whole world in his hands. I'm going to close with that, missionary.
Oh, Lord, we're going to come to you right now.
Yes.
Lord, I thank you right now. Lord, we thank you right now, Lord. Yes, Lord. We thank you for it all right now. Your mighty name, Jesus, Lord. We come to you. We ask you, Lord, to continue to protect us, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Continue to shield us, Lord. Oh, glory to God. Right now, Lord, we ask you to continue to lead and guide us, Lord.
Yes.
In this treacherous time that we're living in right now, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We ask you for protection, Lord, for covers, Lord, to keep us on holy ground, Lord. We know that you are omnipresent, Lord.
We are,
Lord, and we know that we are safe in your arms, Lord. And now we ask you to protect us, Lord, from seen and unseen danger, Lord. We ask you to protect our family, our children, Lord, each and every individual, Lord. Right now, we're not praying a selfish prayer. We're asking you, Lord, right now to cover the world, Lord.
Right now,
my house, your house, the in-house, the out-house, Lord, we're just asking for you.
Yes, Lord.
They're trying to delete you out of everything, Lord. But us as believers, we're going to give you an everyday thank you, an everyday praise, an everyday worship, Lord. And we're going to put you in every little thing that we do, Lord.
Yes.
Right now, your mighty name, Jesus, we ask you, Lord. Oh, God, Jesus, for more grace, Lord, for more mercy, Lord, for more peace, Lord, for more love, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. You are the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, Lord. And we realize that you are all that we need.
Yes.
There is no other. There is no other. You are the first, the last, and that's it. And we take that, Lord. And we seal it, Lord, while you sit on the throne, Lord. In your mighty name, Jesus, we pray for all things come together, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you right now. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask to do, according to the power that works.
Thank you, Jesus.
One Lord, one faith, one baptism in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Every day, thank you. Every day. Have a good rest of the week.
God bless.
Say your neighbor, you're looking at one. You have no idea what God has brought me out of. You can't even tell when you look at me. I've been in a season of miracles. This is... I'm speaking something different.
speaking.
I'm speaking something different.
I'm speaking.
I'm speaking.